Blog Talk Radio. Welcome, everybody, to Viata's Tiny House Village. We are in the village this morning, and we are also live. Oh, wait a minute. I thought we were live. We are live now in Viata's Tiny House Village. And we are live in the Blog Talk Radio studio. So I'm Viata, your host for the next couple of hours. And now I want to welcome our global family, all from all over the world. We have a beautiful greeting for our global family.
Blog Talk Radio. Women have the power to transform this world. We can end crime and violence if we all agree to do one thing, share. Let's share our wisdom, share our time, share our talents, share our finances. But most of all, let's share our love. This is the Female Solution. Join me, Naima Latif, every morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, as we bring you stimulating discussions about the issues affecting our lives. If you're listening online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution, press the blue button that says follow and get our daily topics every morning directly to your email and your smartphone. Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Radio Show. We invite you to call in 515-605-9325 and participate in this daily think tank as we examine the challenges we face and develop solutions that restore peace and harmony. We are global transformers, changing the world from the way it is to the way it should be. We are one. Wherever we live on this earth, we are one human family. On behalf of the team of radio hosts, I'd like to extend a greeting to all the members of our family, whenever and wherever you may be listening around the world. To our family in China, Ni Hao. In India, Namaste. In Japan, Konnichiwa. In Korea, Annyeonghaseyo. In Russia, Zdravstvuyte. In Germany, Guten Tag. In Poland, Dzień dobry. In France, bonjour. In Spain, hola. In Italy, ciao. In Egypt, ahlan wa sahlan. In Ghana, akwaba. In Nigeria, peleo. In South Africa, sawubona. In Senegal, nangade. In Kenya, jambo. In Israel, shalom. In Pakistan, Afghanistan, Palestine, and Saudi Arabia. Assalamu alaikum. Greetings, and may peace be upon you all. Join us live on the on-air radio network. Call 727-731-5192. We want to talk to you.
Yes, welcome everybody. We want to talk to you, but we want you to talk to us. That's why we're here on YouTube, we're here on Facebook Live, and we're in the Blog Talk Radio studio. If you want to participate in today's discussion, just call in 515-605-9325 And I will watch that studio. For hands that go up, just press 1 and I'll open your mic because I want you to share your experience. That's what health and well-being with Viata is all about. I'm sharing over 35 years of experience in the holistic health field, and that just means I have been studying about the mind, the body, and the spirit connection. Why? Because we live in a biological computer network. And our topic today, I hope, will shine a lot of light for you on just one aspect, maybe two aspects of the biological computer, and that is vitamin D. What is it? What is it? What's all the hype about? Oh, my goodness. This week, this topic has become so confusing all of a sudden because so many people have different opinions about this topic. And I'm going to share with you my experience about vitamin D and bring in some expert opinions about this topic so that we break up the confusion. Our whole goal, intention today is to help you take charge of your health because in the United States of America, it's a broken, sick care system, in my opinion. That's what we have before us, broken, sick care system. Most doctors are writing on a pad that gives you a drug for your symptoms, and they don't get to the root cause, which is what will end the symptoms. So that's what we're here to say. Educate you and share what I have done to stay healthy and strong in my late 60s. So hope you can pull up a chair for a couple hours and share and learn with us. This is a collective effort to take charge of our health and share with one another, educate one another, and help us all shine. And starting off with what? Joint rolling. We love to get high this morning. No, not this kind of high, but this kind of high where we're waking up this temple after a good night's sleep. Hope you had all had a good night's rest. Sometimes even if you don't fall asleep, you can just rest with deep breathing. I had many, many a night. I had no sleep, insomnia. I suffered with insomnia for years. Especially when I was married. That's a whole other story. The energy just wasn't harmonizing with me, and I couldn't sleep. But I learned when I took a yoga class, when I started practicing yoga, stretching, breathing, I realized that even if you're not getting a deep sleep, what you want to practice is deep breathing. You can lay in your bed and just breathe. Most times I would just fall off to sleep. Intentionally taking in more deep breaths and exhaling. I would just fall. But there were times when no deep sleep came, and I just spent the night inhaling, exhaling deeply and intentionally. I would wake up feeling like I had a good night's sleep. I'd get out of bed and think, whoa, I feel a little rested here. What's going on here? I didn't have dreams. I didn't really close my eyes tight and go off into a deep. I actually had good rest. So don't fret if you don't have insomnia. Keep working on it. Try new things. Try melatonin. Try herbal tea, sleepy tea. And if nothing works for that moment, sometimes it has more to do with the energy around us. There's a solar flare. There's a full moon. So many reasons that can interfere with us getting a deep rest. I just want you to remind yourself that deep breathing can give your body the rest it needs when you need it, and especially during stressful times. So before we start rolling these joints, let's just take a deep breath in through the nose. And out the nose. Inhale and exhale. Inhale and exhale. One more good deep breath. Inhale and exhale. Now, if you're still in bed, that's a good thing for this session and even for the rest of the class. You don't have to show yourself in bed, but we want you to take part in the joint rolling. Number one, to improve your circulation. Number two, get your lymphatic system draining toxins, because we accumulate, we breathe in toxins every day. We live in a polluted environment, especially if you're in the urban area. You've got all that traffic fumes. If you're out in the country with lots of trees and cows, maybe not so, but most of us are in urban areas, so you want to get your lymphatic system draining. That's why we tap on our body, get that the drain, the glands working. And number three, your immune system. When we're breathing in and rolling our joints, our immune system is getting improved. Dave, our T cells are improving and growing and increasing. So I'm going to play some good music, Time for Healing, Sounds of Blackness. And we want you, no matter where you are, if you're in a wheelchair, roll whatever joints you can, because your system, your body is reading your mind. And if you are rolling joints, no matter which ones, the body is saying, oh, maybe it's time to wake up. So we're going to start with our head first and get this neck joint motivated and moving and stimulated. And then we go to our shoulders. And then we go to, we swim in the sea of energy. And then we're going to get on our back, kick our legs up, get those ankles and wrists rolling, our elbows and our hips stimulated to produce what they call synovial fluid. And that's what lubricates the joint. So let's get it.
Oh, God.
gold in me up. Let it go. All right, let's bring our knees to our chest and rock side to side. We give your spinal cord a little massage here. Oh, that feels so good. So good. Rock, rock, rock. And then rock to one side and push up and come up to sitting slowly. Yay, give yourself a hand. You've been rolling with me, getting high. And now we want to give our vagus nerve some love. Rub those hands together. Place them on the back of the neck. Squeeze and release. Woo! Just the energy of that goes all the way to my toes. Squeeze and release. That's your vagus nerve starts in your at your brain stem. It's the largest nerve in your body. So it needs attention, and it just wants touch and stimulation, massage, all of that. Breathe in and exhale. Breathe in, exhale. Oh, and then just give your shoulders a little touching massage all the way down the arms, up the arms. Under here, you don't want to poof, you want to pit. You don't want to puff, puff, you want to pit, pit, pit. If you have a poof, you got to work on that because that's your lymphatic point that needs to be draining all the time. So let's give both arms some love, up and down, tap, pat them. Give that underarm, and then here, your thymus gland, your central immune system point, give that a little tap. And always, always give the breast some love, because they can get clogged with emotions mostly, mostly nurturing emotions. Just massage around, rub a gently, gently massage. Then go down to your navel area, tap around there. That's where your microbiome, all those trillions of army bacteria, viruses, fungus, they're all down there waiting for you to give the command. Give the command. Go to work. Go to work. Do your job. And last but not least, let's just tap on our kidneys and adrenal glands. They work so hard back here. Just give a little tap, 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 and massage. Tell your kidneys how much you appreciate and love them. I love your kidneys. Love your adrenal glands. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Woo-hoo. All right. So we are talking about a topic that can be so confusing. Oh, it wasn't so confusing years ago, but somehow I don't know if it's the media or the medical system. And one thing I discovered about this topic, there are hundreds of YouTube videos. So you can get even more confused if you go there. But I selected a few that I thought would have more wisdom and more information that can help you on this journey. Now, we've got a comment in our Facebook studio from Zelda, my sister, from another Mr. Mother. Grand Rising, let's get those joints rolling. Yeah, we are on a roll here. So I'm going to move from my living room. This is my living space with my kitchen over there, my bedroom over there. Everything is right in my view. But we want to move to the studio where I can sit up and share with you everything I've learned over the last 35 years. So I've learned so much. It blows my mind when I think about how much I've learned about this body. And that's my dad there behind me. That's a book that we wrote together. You can find on his website, shermanjhoward.com. And he is the main influence for me. Ooh, my hair is a little crooked there. My hair is really growing too, thank goodness. I don't know if it's thank goodness because now I have to do more with it. But anyway, my hair is growing. It's a little out of order here. And this man helped me pay attention to my body, this temple. So now this is a sacred temple. In your late 60s, that's when you really have to pay attention to your temple. Otherwise, you end up in nursing homes or hospitals or a lot more time in doctor's offices, which I don't want to be in. So that's why I'm sharing what I've learned to keep us out of hospitals, doctor's offices, and keep us in nature. Nature is where it's at. Ah, I have so much joy in nature. So let's start off. I want to start off this morning reminding us of this system. If we jump right into vitamin D and what it does, what it should do, what it can't do, then there's where the confusion is. But I want us to just be reminded of how sophisticated this system is that we live in. And I have this audio that I played before about this human body 101. It's just a reminder that we can't really focus on one area and try and fix one area without looking at the whole system. What is contributing to the malfunction of one particular area of the body? It has to do with a system that we live in. So this is called Human Body 101, I call it, because it just reminds us of how sophisticated this temple is, this body, so that when you hear people talking about, well, he died because he took too much vitamin D. Well, let's look at the system first.
The human body is a complex network of cells, tissues, and organs that together make life possible. 10 major systems are responsible for the body's functions: skeletal, muscular, cardiovascular, nervous, endocrine, lymphatic, respiratory, digestive, urinary, reproductive. The skeletal, muscular, cardiovascular, and nervous systems in particular create an infrastructure that facilitates the other systems. The adult skeletal system is a framework of over 200 bones. They hold the body together, give it shape, and protect its organs and tissues. The skeleton also provides anchor points for the muscular system, which includes three types of muscles: skeletal, smooth, and cardiac. They are found throughout the body and facilitate movement. Nestled within these muscles is the cardiovascular system, a pipeline that includes the heart, blood vessels, and the blood itself. Also called the circulatory system, the cardiovascular system delivers oxygen, white blood cells, hormones, and nutrients throughout the body. Lastly, the nervous system is a communication network of nerve cells that the body uses to transmit information and coordinate bodily functions. It's comprised of the brain, the hub of sensory and intellectual activity, the spinal cord, and the many cranial and spinal nerves that emanate from them. This infrastructure, created by neurons, blood, muscles, and bones, allows three other systems to regulate the body's environment: the endocrine, lymphatic, and urinary systems. The endocrine system is a series of glands that use information carried by the nervous system to help regulate the body's processes. Thanks to this neural connection, endocrine glands, such as the thyroid, are aware of the amount of hormones and other chemicals they need to produce. These chemicals are then distributed throughout the body by way of the cardiovascular system. The cardiovascular and nervous systems are also utilized by the lymphatic system, a collection of lymph nodes and vessels that help regulate the body's defenses. Also called the immune system, the lymphatic system uses neural pathways to transmit information about affected areas of the body and then sends out healing agents like white blood cells via the bloodstream. Another key regulatory system is the urinary system, which includes the kidneys, ureters, bladder, and urethra. The urinary or renal system maintains the body's electrolyte levels and filters waste from the blood. This waste is sent through the blood vessels into the kidneys and then expelled as urine. All of these systems require energy to function, and that's where the respiratory and digestive systems come in. The respiratory system is a group of passageways and organs that extracts life-giving oxygen from the air we breathe. Air enters the body through nasal cavities, travels down the throat, and is then transported to the lungs. The lungs extract oxygen for the body to use and then expel a carbon dioxide byproduct when we exhale. Energy can also come in the form of food. The digestive system is an approximately 30-foot series of organs that convert food into fuel. Food enters the system through the mouth, then moves into the esophagus, the stomach, and the intestines. Nutrients are absorbed into the body while solid waste is expelled through the anal canal, the end of the digestive tract. No matter the role, size, or shape of any of the body's systems, each began with the reproductive system. This system is responsible for creating life. The primary organs involved differ between the sexes, with ovaries, fallopian tubes, the uterus, and vagina found in women, and testes and a sperm channel found in men. Together, fertilization may occur, organ systems form, and then a child is born. Humans are complicated organisms, but when our 10 major organ systems are healthy, they ensure our well-being.
there you have some of it. And it's like a complete description of this advanced biological computer. I always say this temple body is the most sophisticated computer on the planet. You could probably look at every computer ever created. It's designed from the human body's system of networks and communication and all that. So when we dive into, too much vitamin D can kill you. Really? That is the headline that someone sent me. One of my Facebook friends, who happens to be a doctor, a physician, sent me this, made a comment, a post about this article, which I'm going to read some of it to you so we can together digest, break up the confusion about too much vitamin D can kill you. The question is there, too much vitamin D kills. This article says, man dies after consuming too much vitamin D. This is Fox News. Experts warn of risk. Cascade of problem. Now, after hearing what we just heard about the human system, what did she say? 10 major systems, if they're all working in harmony, you have good health, right? Hardly anybody is working in full harmony in this body that I meet. It's always something off. It's like the brain, starting with the brain. And how about emotions? This is a communication network, we're told. And energy is what's driving the whole system. Unlike a computer, kind of like a computer, the energy of electricity or your cell phone is driving the system, the computer, the cell phone. So this body is driven by energy in motion, which we call emotions. Because there's no doubt in my mind, if you walk around angry, hateful, unforgiving all day long, your system is going to be totally off balance and out of harmony. So let me share this article with you. And so we can together digest, clear up any confusion that this article may bring to people who may read it. Again, man dies after consuming too much. So I went into this article, I'm like, wow. I've heard that before. In fact, during COVID, we were told, many, many natural doctors especially were telling us vitamin D, that's what's deficient in people who are dying or who are sick with COVID, right? So many of your doctors were pumping you up to get more vitamin D. Okay, where did the article go? So this article says, amid reports of a UK, United Kingdom man's death from high amounts of vitamin D, experts are warning about the dangers of unsafe levels. So at least they're not saying don't take it. But we're going to get into that. Maybe you don't need to take it. And after an 89-year-old David Michener died last year from hypercalcemia, a buildup of calcium in the body, that is caused by excess levels of vitamin D. The Surrey Assistant Coroner released a report urging regulatory agencies to warn consumers about the risk of excessive intake. Now, right off the bat, 89 years old, who's his doctor? This man was not in good health, first of all. 89 years old, hypercalcium, buildup of calcium in the body. Why do we think calcium would build up in the body? It's not, nothing's flowing. If your bowels are flowing, if your urine is flowing, if you're flowing, the body in motion, stays in motion, that type of mentality, you're not going to have a buildup of anything because it keeps, everything's flowing. You're moving, your bowels are moving. Check your bowels. Are they moving? Are you constipated for a whole week? Then you're going to have problems. Mitchell, but this is the key to me, is that this guy had all kinds of problems. They mentioned how many problems, health problems he had. Forget about excessive intake of vitamin D for a moment. This man had, tests revealed that his vitamin D levels were at a maximum recordable level. Okay, according to, again, nothing's moving. You take vitamin D, vitamin C, it keeps moving if you're moving, if you're about everything. But I'm betting this man was constipated, for one. Now, vitamin B toxicity was listed as one of the factors in Michener's death, along with, now here's the key, the autopsy or the diagnosis. Not only was vitamin D a factor in his death, poor vitamin D gets a bad rap, along with congestive heart failure, ischemic heart disease, chronic kidney failure, and hypercalcemia. David Michener had been taking vitamin supplements for at least the preceding 9 months, the report stated. Now, 89 years old, come on, people. This article got more ridiculous as I read it. The supplements he was taking did not have any warnings on it, and the packaging detailing the specific risk or side effects according to the report. Okay, somebody's taking vitamin C, vitamin D, vitamin E, calcium, magnesium, and there's nothing on the label, they're saying, no warnings on the label. So you know what's coming, and which is already there. Many vitamin and supplement companies are putting warnings on their label because we got a bunch of idiots out there that don't think about what they're doing consciously, taking, just swallowing a bunch of supplements, expecting things to change. And all you're doing is clogging up your system sometimes because nothing's moving. Your emotions aren't moving. You're not moving. You're not walking. You're again and again. So vitamin supplements can have potentially very serious risk and side effects when taken in excess, Stevens, the assistant coroner, the guy who's examining this dead body now. Current food labeling requirements do not require these risks, blah, blah, blah. For healthy adults, they say 600 IUs of vitamin D per day is all that's necessary. Now, I'm going to stop there, and we're going to take a break. Take that in for me. Just the little bit of information that I've given you, what do you say about that? You read that article, what are you thinking? Are you like, oh, my goodness, I better start taking vitamin D because it could kill me? Or are you thinking, this man was 89 years old, and where was his doctor? I'm betting you he was also on a bunch of medications. If he had heart failure and all these other comorbidities, they call them, you can bet he probably wasn't just taking vitamin D. He was taking other drugs. They don't mention the drugs now in there. How many prescription drugs was an 89-year-old? Most people that I have met over the years, even in their 60s and 70s, they're taking about 12 different prescription medications. I had a friend whose mother-in-law was visiting her at one time, and I went to the house, and the mother-in-law and I got to talking, and she was saying, well, I'm taking a lot of drug medication. And I'm like, really, how many are you taking? She left the table, went to her bedroom, brought out a big plastic bag, and showed me, I'm not kidding you, there were at least 15 different medications she was on. I was shocked at that time. Now it's like very common. If you're over a certain age, when you get to be a senior citizen, doctors love to just keep prescribing to get you out of here, really. I think that's the point of it. So think about that for a minute as we dive into, is too much vitamin D killing you? Because we're going to really open this up with some more information for you to make a wise decision about whether you even want to take any supplements for that matter. Because, again, if it's not flowing, if things are not flowing, 10 major systems working together, talking to each other, communicating. And even if one of those, let's say your digestive system isn't functioning at 100%, you're going to have problems with the other system because you're not going to be even absorbing what you're eating, or even the vitamins that you're taking, they're not getting absorbed. They're just sliding right through. They used to taking vitamin C was a waste of time. because it just pees out in your urine, out of your body, and you don't get any benefits to that. Well, I disagree, because I've done enough studying about vitamin C to know that vitamin C can have extreme benefits, especially like me, if you have certain symptoms. So let's take a break. Think about your systems, 10 body systems. Are all of them working perfectly? If not, why are you taking vitamins? That's the question. What are you taking vitamins for if your systems are not performing effectively and well enough to process all those vitamins? I stopped taking a lot of supplements because I realized my body was confused. It was just too much. I was just thinking, this is too much, taking all these supplements, because my body is not meant and designed to take supplements. So why am I doing this? So let's take a break. I have this commercial about our environment, and we're going to start there, and then we'll come back after these messages. Let's see, what did I do? I just eliminated. So I really just want you to think about the fact that your body is just a perfectly functioning system, and all we have to do really is give it love, and it works fine.
Have you ever wondered why some of the healthiest people still get sick? Or why the occurrence of learning disabilities like ADHD have drastically increased over the last 50 years? How is it the cancer rate has gone from 1 in 8,000 back in the 1910s to 1 in 2 today? Isn't it odd that even though we are more focused on health than ever before, that there's still been an increase in diseases, disorders, illnesses, and other conditions that destroy your quality of life? What if we told you that the very things you're using in your home to avoid these health concerns are actually what's causing them? If you're the decision maker in your home, you know how overwhelming it can be to keep your family safe. Today, we'd like to welcome you and simply provide you with some important information and shed some light on some health concerns you may not be aware of. Over the last 100 years, thousands of toxic chemicals have been introduced into society because of an excessive overstock of chemicals designed for warfare in the Second World War. Today, as the 2013 documentary, The Human Experiment, states, quote, 42 billion pounds of toxic chemicals enter into commerce every day. That amount would fill up 623,000 tanker trucks. And as we speak, there are over 80,000 such chemicals on the market in the U.S. Over the last half century, chemical usage has gone up by 2,000%. And it isn't until there are enough people hurt by these products that there are even questions raised. Does this sound familiar? On July 12, 2018, the well-known baby powder company, Johnson & Johnson, was ordered to pay a $4.6 billion lawsuit. As it was said, they knowingly covered up asbestos in their products for over 40 years, and we have been trustingly using it on ourselves and our most precious of all things, our newborn baby. As parents, we work hard to keep our families safe and healthy. We diligently try to choose the best brands at the grocery store for our families. After all, keeping a clean home is an important part of good health. But is it possible that cleaning your home is dangerous? 7.3 million American couples have trouble conceiving or carrying a pregnancy to term. This is a 49% increase since 1988. Recent studies have shown that babies that do make it to term are being born pre-polluted, with up to 28 harmful chemicals in their blood, with indicators that over 400 more were present, all without ever eating food, drinking water, or... It just doesn't make any sense. Studies show that in 1999, one in 500 kids had autism, today, it's one in 59. But the effects don't stop there. As of 2013, the increases over the last 45 years show that life-threatening birth defects has increased 100%. Genital deformities in baby boys has increased 122%. Asthma has increased 80%. Leukemia in children has increased 74%. And ADHD has increased 53%. A 20-year independent study was done by the University of Bergen in Norway. This study started closely tracking a population of 6,235 women and men. They tracked the typical use of home cleaners and how they affect lung tissue of those who use them over a long period of time. Over the course of the study, the participants answered questions about their usage of cleaning products and have their lung capacity tested regularly.
So as that commercial suggests, our whole environment and inside and out needs attention, and especially what you put in your mouth and what you have in your home. So what do you do about it? Well, I'm a life coach, so
I'm Beata, your holistic life coach. These days, it's more important than ever to work on your physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual health. Are you consciously breathing deeply in stressful moments? Do you have a plan or daily routine to maintain balance in your awesome body? Are you struggling to be disciplined in your eating habits? When you partner with me, I'll help you develop a personalized health plan that works for your particular lifestyle. You can find out more about me at yourholisticlifecoach.com, where you can also review my 3-step protocol to guide you to abundant health. That's yourholisticlifecoach.com, and I'm Viato.
We're back, and I invite you to go to my website and check out who I am, what I do, and how you can help yourself, for one. And I put in the chat, melaleuca.com. Check out their website, an excellent company that provides safer, healthier products. And I'm a partner with them to complement what I do in my own life and in my clients' lives. So we're back, and we want to dive into a little bit more about vitamin D, because I don't want any confusion out there about this topic. So I'm going to share with you two professional opinions, two doctors' opinions on this subject. One of them is 7 facts about vitamin D that you should know. And if you don't know already, I hope that this will take your knowledge to the next level. And then as we go along today, at the end of this show, you will be fully informed about vitamin D, and no more confusion. So this is Dr. Eric Berg. He's a very popular YouTuber. And someone was in my Facebook post, someone was saying, well, you shouldn't be listening to YouTube or all these other people. Where do you think you're getting? How do you think you're going to know anything if you go to YouTube? Well, there are lots of doctors, professional people, using YouTube. I mean, you get everything from music to medical doctors, to psychiatrists. I have so many psychiatrists, experts on narcissism. Go to YouTube and search for answers, and then make your own decision. But I want to share with you something that Dr. Berg shared, 7 facts about vitamin D you never knew. I'm like, really? Is there something I don't know? Well, let me find out. So here we are. Let's listen to these 7 facts that maybe you're not aware of and you should know.
At zero, you know, at one time I had zero awareness about the importance of vitamins and what they did on our bodies, especially vitamin D. Maybe heard about it, maybe you get it from the sun, from the foods. I just had zero data on vitamin D, and it just wasn't even on my radar. But over time, when I gained more knowledge about vitamin D, it is the most important vitamin out of all the vitamins, because if you're deficient, boy, your immune system doesn't work, you're going to have inflammation, you can have all sorts of issues with sleep and digestion, and the list goes on and on and on. But they may know.
Now, let me pause there, because one thing he hasn't brought out is it's really not a vitamin. That's what hasn't mentioned yet. Vitamin D is a hormone. That's, if you study more about vitamin D, you realize it's a hormone, which means it's a messenger. Think about how in the world did people even identify a hormone in the body? So let's take everything with a little grain of salt. It's not a vitamin. It's not something that manufacturers and men created. It's part of the 10 systems. We list the major systems. It's a part of the communication network. Vitamin D is part of the communication network. So as he shares these things with us, we want to have the information and knowledge that says, okay, but here's the real truth. It's a communication network, vitamin or hormone. They call it vitamin, but it's a hormone, a messenger.
Some of the common reasons why the majority of the population is deficient in vitamin D: gut inflammation, no gallbladder. As we age, our skin becomes thicker. We can't absorb vitamin D from the sun. The darker the skin is, the less vitamin D absorption because of the melanin, the pigment in the skin. The more obese someone is,
whoa,
the more diabetic they are, the more insulin resistance they have, the less vitamin D they're going to absorb. And also, where they live. If they live at a high latitude in the north, they're not going to get much D. And it's virtually impossible to get vitamin D from your diet. People are also more aware that their genetics have a big play in vitamin D, too. There are many different genes that a person can have a problem with that either makes it difficult to convert into the active form of vitamin D or just absorb vitamin D. And I have that problem myself. Then you have, if a person has an infection, microbes can downgrade vitamin D receptors and block absorption of vitamin D as their strategy to overcome your immune system. If someone has a fatty liver, or they smoke, or they consume sugar, or they go through stress, they're going to absorb less vitamin D. If they're on a statin or on a low-fat diet, they're not going to get as much vitamin D. If there's pollution in the air, or even if they're getting too many omega-6 fatty acids with soy oil, the corn oil, the canola oil, that will block vitamin D. But I want to talk about seven things that you probably have never heard of before, and they're very interesting and they're very important to know. Number one, the majority of side effects that may occur when you take vitamin D, okay, and I'm going to list them: fatigue, insomnia, constipation, diarrhea, a skin rash, nausea, headache, pain, all could occur if you're low in magnesium. Magnesium is such an important mineral in relationship to vitamin D. It helps it work better. And if you're deficient in magnesium, which a lot of people are, vitamin D may give you additional issues. So in other words, if you take more vitamin D, it can exaggerate an already deficient situation with magnesium. Now, of course, the side effect from very large amounts of vitamin D over many, many months, potentially creating hypercalcemia, could give you kidney stones. But this is very, very rare. And this, I think, is probably the biggest fear. They don't realize that you'd have to take a lot more over a long period of time before you got kidney stones or hypercalcemia. And if you're taking magnesium and other factors related to this vitamin D, like K2, the odds of you getting hypercalcemia, too much calcium in the blood, even lower. But drinking a little bit more water, like 2.5 liters of fluid per day, can really almost eliminate the formation of kidney stones, because kidney stones form when there's a super concentrated amount of this calcium in the urine. So if your urine is so diluted, it can never be super concentrated. Number two, taking vitamin D infrequently works a little bit better than on a regular basis. So if we compare taking 10,000 I use of vitamin D every day as a maintenance dose, and you instead did 50,000 I use once a week or twice a week, that might work a little better for you. And this is good because sometimes people forget to take vitamin D and they think, is it going to do any good if I take it a few times a week? And the answer is yes. Remember, vitamin D is a fat-soluble vitamin. So when it goes in the body, it gets stored in the fat cells, and it can be released over time. It's not like a water-soluble vitamin, like some of the B vitamins, vitamin C, that you would want to take those on a daily basis. The next thing that people don't realize is this. When you consume, like, farm-raised fish, which, I mean, it's so, so common in restaurants, and you just need to start reading the labels. Farm-raised fish has four times less vitamin D as wild-caught fish. Grain-fed animals compared to grass-fed animals have much less vitamin D. And chickens and pigs that roam outside and that are able to get out of the barn and they're exposed to the sun have much more vitamin D than these pigs and chickens that are confined to a structure. In fact, when a pig or a chicken doesn't get to see the daylight, they're like three times less vitamin D. All right, number four, and this is really, really interesting. Out of all the factors that can improve your health, okay, vitamin D is behind eating a healthy diet and exercise. All right, number five, vitamin D2, which is mainly you have to get a prescription for, is very different than vitamin D3. In fact, vitamin D2 actually, in some studies, have worsened MS, okay, versus vitamin D3 has greatly improved MS. Lupus, another autoimmune disease, is not affected by D2, but it is with D3. The studies in vitamin D2 do not decrease mortality, but the studies with vitamin D3 do. And taking vitamin D2 can actually inhibit the absorption of vitamin D3. All right, next point, okay? Some people, when they go out and get exposure to the sun, they think that they're getting a lot of vitamin D when they're getting exposed to the sun for like 10 minutes. So let's say best case scenario, you're young, you don't have any of these other barriers of absorption of vitamin D, and you're exposing a lot of your skin to the sun for about 10 minutes. You're only going to get 400 IUs of vitamin D. That is very, very low amounts. Just realize that it takes a bit more exposure to sun to get enough vitamin D. All right, and last point that I think is very, very important, because a lot of people take vitamin D3, and they don't realize that manufacturing companies are adding corn syrup to vitamin D. In fact, the manufacturing company that I work with in Europe basically told me with a high level of certainty I was the only one to ask or request a vitamin D product without corn syrup.
Now, that is so much information. Let's break that down. Basically, what he was saying is exercise and sunshine is probably the best way to get vitamin D, although they don't know if you're going to get enough vitamin D. If you're out there in the sun, you might get skin cancer and blah, 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 blah. But so many supplements, when I realized the people producing these supplements were not of the highest character or trustworthy. And I worked in a vitamin store for 10 years. I worked for a Chamberlain's health food store for 10 years. And what I saw with the supplements that people were taking and all the things people were doing, and they didn't get much better. In fact, I saw a whole family diagnosed with cancer and die. I'm not kidding. In those 10 years, there were people who were coming in that health food store regularly, and you'd get to know them. Hi, how you doing? And I had one family, the daughter got cancer. They went to her funeral. The two parents who used to come, they ended up getting cancer and dying too. I'm like, wow. Whoa, blew my mind because they were regular customers in the health food store. So my journey has been, leave the supplements alone and just focus on energy and motion, emotions. That's my path now, is just keeping my responses to unloving behavior at a level of love anyway. Because as he said, there are so many things about the different types of vitamin D. And then you need magnesium. How I ask myself, how do these people know how much vitamin D is enough for one individual? If you think about the 10 systems, the 10 major systems, if they're all working perfectly, you're not going to need as much vitamin D as the next person whose systems are not working perfectly. So it varies. Even though you have these recommended daily allowances that the medical system, the food system, the governments, and the FDA, all of these government systems, outside systems are telling you what your body needs. You're the only person who knows what your body needs because you listen to your body. And so my suggestion for any of you is don't take any vitamin D supplements because it's too confusing. This is my personal opinion now. After 35 years in the holistic health field, as you just heard, he gives you these all these 10, 7 things that are you didn't know about vitamin D, and it should cause you to have wisdom about choosing to take better care of this sacred temple versus popping a bunch of pills. Because just like the woman who came to me with a bag of prescription meds, 15, I counted 15 different, her doctor had prescribed 15 medications. That's the type of advice you'll get from people who say, well, you need to see your doctor and you need to have a blood test. If you're going to take vitamin D, you better have a blood test to see where your levels are. Well, your levels could be one place in January of 2024. Let's say you lose your job, your father dies, your mother dies, your husband, somebody dies in your family, your children die, all kinds of events that cause your body to go into stress, producing more cortisol from your adrenal glands. You're not taking care of your kidneys, which Louise Hayes, by the way, he mentioned kidneys. If you drink enough water, your kidneys, you won't get any kidney stones. Well, kidney stones are caused on the metaphysical level with lumps of undissolved anger. Kidney problems are caused, according to Louise Hayes, Heal Your Body, criticism, disappointment, failure, shame, reacting like a little kid. So you could have a blood test and get your vitamin D level, and they say, oh, your vitamin D levels are too low or too high, and your doctor recommends you do it within a period of, let's say, 2 or 3 months, you have the most stressful time of your life. Guess what? Your vitamin D levels aren't even going to be the same because you're not absorbing them. Your body's not communicating to take in the body, even if you're in the sun. My sister, this is a story, then we're going to go to a break. My sister could not be in the sun. After the death of her child, she had an allergic reaction or something to the sun. She couldn't stay in the sun without breaking out in a rash, okay? I don't know what the cause of it is. My guess was something to do with all the grief and unforgiveness and guilt she was carrying after her only child was hit by a car and died that night. But she, everywhere we went, she came to visit me in Florida. She had to wear a hat. I'm sitting out on the beach, get soaking in all the sun. She's over in the shade with a hat on. And she was darker than I am. And she would get a rash, she said, if she stayed in the sun too long. What was all that about? I really think it was about a system that was so acidic, the pH in her body, from the grief that she could not let go of after the death of her only child. And then she passed away in 2005 from all that grief and unforgiveness because breast cancer showed up and started to explode. According to German New Medicine, which this chart displays here, if you stay in conflict-active mode, your body's systems aren't in harmony. They're not communicating the way you think they should. Conflict-active, which is the death of a child, grief, guilt, all that shame, if you stay in that conflict active for a long period of time. That's like chronic inflammation in your body. That's why you can't stay in the sun very long, because your body is not responding to natural elements like the sun, because you're in chronic inflammation. In fact, let me just show you a little something that was revealed to me about inflammation. 20 years ago, Time magazine had an article, the front cover of their magazine. I'm going to just show this briefly because I might have copyright problems or something. But I have to show this to you real quickly. I did a YouTube on this yesterday because almost exactly 20 years ago, Time magazine had this front page article, front of the page, The Secret Killer. The Secret Killer, Inflammation. It says the surprising link between inflammation and heart attacks, cancer, Alzheimer's, and other diseases, what you can do to fight it. So I showed that on my YouTube video because I did a little talk about inflammation and fire, how to put out the fire. Unfortunately, the Air Force employee who set himself on fire was not putting out the inflammation in his body. So what happened? He wasn't absorbing anything to say, I want to live, for instance. He just wanted to protest and die. So I say all that to say your vitamin D levels are dependent on a healthy system. 10 major systems working together in harmony, in love, exercise, rolling your joints, walking, smiling, laughter, dancing. That's what keeps those 10 major systems operating efficiently. If you don't have an efficiently operating system, you're not going to absorb vitamin D that you're putting in your mouth. You may not even be able to absorb the vitamin D you need from the sun. So we want you, we meaning this body, mind, spirit, creator, universe, want you to balance your 10 major systems, number one, with love, loving yourself every day, dancing, singing. Forget about all the supplements, really, really. It's just too much these days. You could have my dad had a cabinet full of supplements. He was ordering supplements all the time. And he lived to be 95, but he was practicing that for probably 50, 60 years. Health, that was his goal. But for us today, put away all the supplements and let your body heal with love, with energy from the sun. If you're healing, if your mind and your body are in sync and harmony, you can absorb plenty of vitamin D from the sun. If your body's not in harmony and in sync and you've got a lot of hate, unforgiveness, guilt, shame, all those low vibrating energies in motion, it doesn't matter how much vitamin D you take. Not going to be absorbed properly. That's why an 89-year-old man who has heart failure, heart kidney problems, blah, 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 should not have been given any advice about taking any supplement. No, 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 no. You're already 89 years old. You've got one foot in the grave. Your body's not going to absorb any much of anything at that age if you have heart conditions, comorbidities, cancer, all those imbalances that an 89-year-old might have. It doesn't really help to take vitamins. It's my personal advice. I'm not a doctor. But if you have chronic conditions, even acute conditions, that you can't resolve, see your doctor. But make sure your doctor is telling you to balance your body with love, more care, less eating. We're going to talk about that in the next hour. How a CEO of Kellogg's thinks breakfast cereal is the solution for poor people. Okay, And that might be, if that's the only thing you can eat, buy a box of cereal. But let's talk about breakfast cereal for dinner. Yay. Rolling your eyes. But for this segment, I want, if you have any questions or comments, please press 1. And we do have a comment here. Ooh, we got lots of comments here. Zelda Grand Rising. Let's see. Naima Latif says, Grand Rising Yoga Teacher, I have a friend who has stiff joints and the doctor prescribed vitamin D pills, but didn't advise my friend who drinks sodas and very little water to drink more water. How important is water to vitamin D absorption? Great question. Thank you, Naima. As Dr. Berg already mentioned, what can happen when you're taking any supplements, vitamin D, B12, whatever, your kidneys have to break that stuff down, filter it out, your colon, your stomach. So if you're not drinking water, everything's not flowing. And so you could accumulate, from my experience, especially in the health food store, people would come in and they say, well, that's not working for me, or that's not working. Well, how much water are you drinking? Well, I'm drinking some. Well, try drinking more water. My friend L.A. It's My House blog show, he told me a story once about how he had health problems, and he saw a chiropractor, and they said, well, for your height, he's like 6'9 or something like that, you need to be drinking a lot more water than the average person. So, vitamin D pills, and they have stiff joints. The stiff joints, look into other root causes of stiff joints, because it probably has something to do with diet more than just vitamin D. I'm just saying, I'm done with taking all these supplements because your body gets confused if it's not in symphony, harmony. Taking another pill, 89-year-olds probably on medications, and then you add another pill like vitamin D, I'm betting that vitamin D didn't even get absorbed or processed, just sat in his body and his kidneys or something. That's my guess. And then they say, well, he died from too much vitamin D. He's 89 years old, and he got all these health problems, and vitamin D was the problem. I doubt it. But that's what you'll see in the news, and so we want you to be wise about those type of things. 10 major systems are what determine how you're going to absorb everything and anything, even the sun. If your system is very acidic from low-frequency emotions like hate, unforgiveness, guilt, judgment, shame, you're not going to be absorbing much of anything. So just don't take anything and fix the system with more love, more joy, and more movement. So let's take a break. I know you probably want to absorb all this, right? And when we come back, we're going to go talk about cereal for breakfast. How reasonable is that? And did this man have good intentions when he advises people, poor people mostly, to eat cereal for breakfast?
Oh, man, God sent the monthly sun bill today. This sunlight is really expensive, especially during this season. I'll probably have to work overtime to pay it.
Well, you better pay it on time. We don't want the sun to go out and we're sitting up here all day in the dark.
Wouldn't it be terrible if God charged us for sunlight? Well, thank God, the light and heat from the sun is free. So why are we paying such high bills for the energy we use in our homes? Because we don't know how to use solar energy, the free energy from the sun. You can convert your regular home to a solar energy home and save tremendously on your electric bill. Take a look at your electric bill. Wouldn't you like to reduce or possibly even eliminate that cost altogether? Let one of our solar consultants show you how. Call today, 312-849-3456, and schedule a free consultation. That's 312-849-3456.
Is Is Monday morning a struggle to get out of bed, into the swing of things? Well, don't worry, you are not alone. Join us for thought-provoking, stimulating, and mindful conversations on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks for your Monday morning mindfulness session on Blog Talk Radio, The Female Solution, Mondays, 7:30 until 9 a.m. Be sure and send your ideas, thoughts, comments, and suggestions. Also, if you'd like to be a guest on the show, visit ZeldaSpeaks.com and send us your info. We'd love to have you. Experience mindfulness moments with the mindfulness / stress relief coach, Zelda Speaks. And thanks for sharing the mindfulness moment tip of the day. Stay on purpose, stay empowered, and stay tuned to your next session of Mindfulness on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks. Make it a mindful day. And thanks for listening.
Join us every second Saturday of the month, 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Time, here on the Female Solution Global Radio TV show for Neighborship of Joy.
We'll have powerful conversations inviting women to walk in the light.
So call in 515-605-9325 and press 1 to speak to the host.
You can also join us live on the Female Solution Facebook page and YouTube channel.
See you on the second Saturday on the Neighborship of Joy.
And we are back, and we have some comments. Let's see, we have another comment. So bottom line, for those of you who might be still joined, who just joined us, I don't recommend taking any vitamin D supplements at all. This Naima points to a situation where a friend has stiff joints and the doctor gives her vitamin D pills. I don't know this whole story, but stiff joints, a lot of times too much sugar in the diet. If we don't want to be disciplined, we want to take a pill most times. So stiff joints, arthritis, anger, how about emotional energy going there? What doctors, if only doctors would sit down with patients and say, what's going on in your life, your relationships? How are your relationships in your life right now? That should be the first question the doctor should ask when a patient shows up with symptoms, stiff joints, whatever. How do you feel about your husband? How do you feel about your children, your job, all that? You might eliminate any other conversation and help them to start meditating for medication. I strongly believe meditating, being out in nature with trees, birds, grass, water, beach, and breathing in and closing your eyes and going into that quiet place is the best medication. We don't do that enough, especially in this hectic world. We need to do more of the breathing and quietness and listening to animals and creatures and water and looking and experiencing the blue sky and the cloud. That's what brings the homeostasis to the body. But a person who goes in their doctor with stiff joints and they don't ask him, are you angry at anybody? Anybody upsetting you lately that you haven't let go of? And your mommy and daddy, did you forgive mommy and daddy this time around? Mm-hmm. But another pill, I'm done with pills. I really am. You think about also the machines that these manufacturers use to produce these vitamins and pills and all that. They're sometimes using older machines, and guess what? Metal pieces could get into the body. They have found that in McCormick, I think it's McCormick seasoning, they had to recall some seasonings that were found to have metal fragments or something in them. The more natural sources of like bulk items that you use, the better off you're going to be. But just be careful who you're buying anything from in terms of food, because they're just not producing food the way our grandparents produced it from the farm, right out of the ground. That's the safest way. And we've got another comment here from Zelda, our Monday morning mindfulness. So she said, used to eat raisin bran for dinner until I discovered sugar content. No more, pure poison. Thank you, Zelda. And it's too bad some parents don't realize how poisonous that food is. My grandchildren get cereal all the time because my son believes he was deprived of cereals. I didn't give them sugary cereals when they were growing up. And they're a lot stronger now. My grown adult sons, my part soul partners now, are so much, their immune systems are very strong. They get over colds, they get over flu, they get over everything really quickly, because giving your children a strong foundation of less sugar, less junk food, builds cells and brain cells especially, so they can withstand anything at some point. Because even stiff joints or stomach aches, all that, you can overcome that easily when you fast and stop eating. But we've got a CEO of a major company, Kellogg's, recommending that people eat cereal for dinner. Now, I found this really good video of a guy who not only points out in a humorous way this cereal.
CEO.
Oh, wait. Not that one. Who points out in a humorous way, if I can find it, options for eating cereal. There are more, less expensive options to eating cereal for dinner. In fact, what he was recommending was soup, making soups. And it turns out from how he was describing that it's actually cheaper to make a soup than it is to buy cereal for dinner. And as Zelda pointed out, so much sugar in most cereals. Now, unless you have a cereal that you have found that has very little sugar, then you want to stay away from all processed sugar, because...
Hey, everybody.
Because it's another processed food that's adding a burden to your digestive system, your liver, your liver, your kidneys, everything. So this guy breaks it down for us in like 6 minutes, what the Kellogg CEO is saying, and he gives some suggestions on how you can eat for less than what they're recommending as far as cereal. So I like this guy's presentation, and it's for fair use only. We're educational purposes, and I'll try not to play the whole thing so I don't get in trouble. But I thought this was one of the best presentations for this particular guy. Let me make sure I got the right one. If you struggle. No, that's not it. Okay, here we go. So listen to his analysis, summary, and all that, and then see if you can come up with your own ideas. What's better than eating cereal for dinner?
Hey, welcome back to the Wolf Pit with another episode of What Are We Eating? I used to listen and read the Daily News every single day. It was part of my morning routine. But regardless of what side you're on or what you believe in, the news nowadays is just pure garbage. And before you click off the video, I assure you, this is not a political video. It's about one of the most asinine corporate greed comments I've ever seen. Kellogg's CEO, Gary Pilnick, recently said, let them eat cornflakes for dinner. This statement was directed at financially struggling Americans. I think the word I'm getting ready to use is way overused nowadays. However, that statement literally offends me and pisses me off to the highest level of passivity. And I really hope that it pisses off each and every one of you, the people as well, whether you're struggling or not. Unfortunately, there's too many Americans struggling to eat every day. For this arrogant, condescending, egotistical, pretentious, and to make a statement that says to let them eat cornflakes for dinner is one of the most unempathetic statement you could say to a fellow human being, especially when you make $5 million a year and live in a $1 million home. There's nothing wrong with making $5 million a year and living in a $1 million home. You're living the American dream. But you, sir, are the definition of corporate greed. While literally telling financially struggling Americans to continue to eat your product while your company makes billions of dollars a year. Since we, the people, were told to eat cornflakes, let's see what these money-hungry knuckleheads want to shove down poor people's throats. An 18-ounce box of Kellogg's cornflakes has 12 servings and costs $4.98. That's only 42 cents per serving. A gallon of milk costs $3.16 and has 16 one-cup servings and comes out to be 20 cents per serving. So that's only 62 cents for a bowl of Kellogg's cornflakes with one cup of milk. So the ingredients in your cornflakes are almost 90% corn grits. So for one serving of Kellogg's cornflakes with milk, there's 260 calories, 9.3 grams of total fat, 36 grams of carbohydrates, less than 1 gram of fiber, 8.5 grams of protein, and 0.21 grams of sodium. So if you take away the milk, you might as well eat a piece of cardboard. So before I show you a few more meals that are more fulfilling, much, much more nutritious, and in some cases, much cheaper than a bowl of Kellogg's cornflakes, here's my opinion on Kellogg's. I, for one, will no longer be buying Kellogg's product, specifically due to the despicable comments of their CEO. Maybe the big man, Kellogg's, can take a big lesson from us, the little people, who have for years contributed to them making billions and billions of dollars. Maybe a little Bud Light treatment would do them some good. Wouldn't it be nice for us, the little people, to stick it to the man? But everyone has their own opinion, so do as you please. So here's a few recipes that are more nutritious, more filling, and in most cases, less expensive than a bowl of Kellogg's cornflakes. I'll leave a link to each full recipe in the description box. Here's our first dish that contains a whole dozen eggs, a pound of rice, and vegetables that cost a total of $3.90. So if you're really struggling, this will make 10 one-cup servings for 39 cents per serving. This next meal is one of the heartiest, delicious, and most inexpensive meals you can probably make. And depending on how many people you need to feed, you can make up to 24 servings of this for 34 cents a serving, or 8 servings for $1 per serving. And besides northern bean soup being hearty, delicious, and inexpensive, you get dinner and a concert. Here's a $5 Italian casserole that'll make 8 servings for 63 cents each. Now here's a Hoover stew that fed people through the Great Depression and is still very delicious and feeding people today. And I made this whole pot of Uber stew for $3.74, which will feed a bunch of people. Or for $3 and change, you can make 9 fried bologna egg and cheese sandwiches for 39 cents each. Or if you decide to feed your neighborhood or an army, you can feed them this inflation stew, which only costs 26 cents per serving. I think for just a few of my
So I love this guy. This guy, and I don't agree with everything in that video. Let me say that right up front. This is not my his opinion on the beginning and the CEO of Kellogg, is doing what he's supposed to do, help his stockholders earn money, basically. So it's up to us to discern and break down the nonsense that we get from the news, from CEOs, from medical, from government. And that's my intention here today, is to help us not blame the CEO executive for coming out with a suggestion when people are crying, victim, victim, I don't have enough money to eat. I'm so poor. I don't have enough money to this. I can't afford my groceries. Blah, 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 blah. And it's really the reality everywhere, all over the world. It's not something new, really. But when you're living on minimum income, say Social Security, you have to practice what my dad always said was the psychology of adjustment. We are in a place today where inflation is high, food is high, everything has gone up. The cost of everything has gone up. So to reduce the stress, which could contribute to your lack of vitamin D absorption, again, we could go back to that, we have to make choices that will bring peace of mind and healthy bodies. Number one, when we can't afford to buy all the food we used to buy for our family, steak and eggs and hot dog, whatever your three meal a day budget is or was, psychology of adjustment says maybe I should eliminate one of those meals, number one. How much money would it save me to just eliminate one of the three meals a day you're used to eating if that's your lifestyle? Number two, as that man suggested, soups. If your budget is tight, soups is a great way to maintain the health of your family or yourself and save money. Because as he said, you could buy the ingredient. It costs hardly, especially noodles these days. You could buy a bunch of noodles and add something new every day to the noodles and make your family happy if you are struggling and on a budget. Mainly, the point I want to make is we are eating too much food. So when someone says they can't afford to buy the groceries they need, I sympathize, but I'm down to one meal a day. Do I need one meal a day? I'm very thin, but I'm healthy. And I haven't lost any weight on one meal a day. And what I do is after that one meal, which is about sometimes 1 o'clock or 2, I mean, I'll have a smoothie in the morning with nothing but berries. I've eliminated the papaya. Every now and then I'll add some pineapple, but I find I don't need those sugars in those fruits anymore. I do much better, no joint aches, no fatigue. I get a good night's sleep. In fact, I got a bird waking me up at 6:30, which brings me a smile because I guess I've had enough sleep. But on a limited budget, a CEO of a corporation advises you to eat his products. That's perfectly normal behavior. Perfect. I would not criticize him in any way like this man did and like so many other people are doing. Criticize. They're even laughing at him. Why would you recommend having your cereal for dinner instead of something more nutritious? Because he's trying to make money for his company. That's what businessmen, capitalists do. But do we have to take his advice? Hell no. We don't have to take his advice. But we can laugh at it. It's entertainment for me. Huh? The CEO wants me to go back to eating like I did when I was a child. All those cute little cereals with colors and sugar, sugar, sugar. And he thinks that's a good idea. He is promoting business sense, right? And we can just ignore him and laugh at him and make fun or make videos like this guy. Several people are making videos of it. And I was listening to Santita Jackson one morning. She had a whole panel of people talking about it, how ridiculous it was and how unthoughtful he was and how can he do this. And I'm like, he's a businessman. He's a capitalist. That's what they do. so let's not blame him and shame him. But then it got into, well, we're victims. We are victims of the CEO trying to make more money and suggesting a solution for people who are victims. I don't have enough money for groceries. I'm so poor. I need, what am I going to do? Well, eat my cereal. That's what I suggest. And if you have the mind to go along with corporate advice, go ahead and eat it. That's what people do. Options today. Than eating cereal for dinner, which is like, it's just too funny. And why not? If that's the only meal, let me tell you, this is a thought that comes to me. If that's the only meal you have all day, it's not going to harm you. Have your Cheerios and put some berries in there. Have some organic milk and put whatever you need, some flaxseed. You've got flaxseed in, put some, and make that your only meal and be happy and dance and sing. That sugary cereal is not going to hurt you at all, because your energy and motions, your communication system is at a higher vibration. Eat cereal and laugh. Eat cereal and have fun. Eat cereal and dance. Eat cereal and smile. Eat cereal out in the sun. Go out before the sun sets. Have your dinner in the sun. It's going to have no harm whatsoever on your body. Because as we've been talking about, this sophisticated system, biological computer, human body, works perfectly to digest everything when all your systems are in harmony, which is very rare for most of us. So we can talk about, did I go to a commercial? I needed to go to a commercial, a last commercial break. And we can talk about options, though. Do you have recipes that you have been using, or your grandmother's recipes, that are more nutritious than Cheerios or other box cereal? What are you using in your daily routine that would be a superfood? So I'm going to take a quick break here, and then we'll be right back with a summary of all this. And let's see, I saw someone in the studio raise their hand. So raise your hand if you have a comment, and we'll come back to you after these messages.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Global Radio TV show. We are a part of the online network of Associated Internet Radio Hosts, On Air. On Air empowers you with transformative news and interactive radio TV shows. This is such a wonderful time to be alive and to see our human family coming together as one community as a result of that powerful tool, the Internet. We can now talk directly to each other all over the world. There's no need for conflict or misunderstanding. There's no need for violence to solve our differences. We can talk to each other face to face until we reach an agreement. On Air offers a fantastic global guide to communicators from all over the world who are using their internet platforms to inspire us to strive to be our best selves in order to become the kind, compassionate, loving people we were all born to be. Once we do that, we'll see planet Earth transformed into a place of peace. Subscribe to the recommended YouTube channels, Facebook pages, and podcasts created by these Voices of Enlightenment. On Air provides daily news briefs and a weekly magazine to keep you abreast of events and opportunities. On Air news affiliates in television, radio, and print share information, insight, and interviews with notable personalities. Go to onaireverywhere.com. for a daily dose of uplifting news. We're on air everywhere, online all the time.
Do you want to live in a world without war? Join our global peace movement. Heavenly Culture World Peace Restoration of Light transcends culture, religion, ideology, and other boundaries to achieve peaceful harmony in the global society. HWPL is committed to bringing world peace and cessation of war through peaceful dialogue between religious groups. I am Director Shin-Suk Kim of the HWPL Chicago Branch of North America. Join us for our next gathering. Call 773-580-1501 and be a part of the movement for world peace. Email us at chicagohwpl@gmail.com.
With Beata, thank you so much for joining me for this collective effort to change the way we live our lives and take charge of our health. That's our intent here. And I'm committed to bring peace to this planet by doing a YouTube video once a week called Boot Camp for Peace, where I share insight and wisdom on how to, first of all, bring peace to this simple body, mind, and spirit, but also how to create a different environment for you that will spread out into the world and end all these crazy wars that we especially right now, we're in World War III right now. Everybody's bombing everybody. It just blows my mind that we have come to this state of bombing is the answer. And there's somebody who keeps showing up on my studio raising. Okay, raise your hand if you have a comment, and I'll open your mic to share your comments or your point of view. But it just blows my mind that we're at a point in our world where we can see the destruction and the death and the killing every day. We can witness it because of cell phones. And yet when we look at how those cell phones are even made, that's another issue in the Congo with cobalt and all the materials that we need to make those pictures of the death and destruction. So it's a confusing world out there, but it's up to each of us to bring peace to ourselves first, and then share that with your neighbors, your friends, your city, your country, and we're going to end these wars. So anyway, I'm going to the phones. Mama AZ, I think, yeah, your mic is open. Welcome, my sister.
Dr. V, you chip me out. I just love you, my sister. boot camp, I share it everywhere I can share it. That's awesome, Dr. V. It's so much that I need to share with you. You have just inspired me. And I was able to go to the stronghold, the universe, the creator, hooked me up with a caregiver that was just in line to give me a day trip. And it got me to a level of inspiration and thought. And I really need to have a reasoning with you. I love you, Dr. V. How long have we been together? 11, 12 years now?
11 years, at least 11 years, yeah.
It's amazing. So I just want to say thank you for thank us for the boot camp, and get ready to get some new tread on your tennis shoes, because there are dear ones calling me to call you so that we can connect to the boot camp. And I just needed to put that out there. And I ate a banana, and I fell asleep. Bananas relaxed me. I tried to, but I needed the potassium. But what did you say about, did you say anything about muscle cramps and more vitamin C? Did you say anything like that, or did I was dreaming that?
Muscle cramps for vitamin C? No, I didn't say that today. But you know what, vitamin C helps you detox, and it builds your immune system. So those are that's what vitamin C is good for. Dr. Lionel, I forget his last, Dr. Lionel, he's the vitamin C guy. And he did so much research, so many experiments that show your immune system is better when you take vitamin C. I got rid of candida. Systemic candida with a vitamin C IV for 40 minutes, got rid of all the candida in my blood now. It didn't leave my colon because that's where candida lives, in your colon, in your gut with all the other trillion microbes. So, but if it gets into your blood, that means, you know, you have leaky gut. And so whatever supplement you're taking, it's not going to do any good if you don't have a strong digestive system or healthy digestive system. And that's why people taking all these supplements, they're not getting better. I know people have been taking supplements for years and they still have issues with their body. So you got to do something different. If you've been taking your doctor, even if your doctor's recommending supplements and you've taken them and you don't get better, if you work along with taking the vitamin C, getting a lot of sun, you're listening to 528 hertz music and meditating more. That's your real medication, is changing your internal environment of what you're putting in your ears, your eyes. And vitamin C is just one of those vitamins that can help you. Think about this, sister. How are they able to name all these so-called vitamins and minerals? Who was in charge of that? Where did they come up with? Who came up with vitamin D and B and 12 and B? Who decided to name all these things? And how did they, target them in the body, in the environment? That, oh, that's a vitamin D. Vitamin D is a hormone, first of all. So how do men come up with these labels for this vitamin, that mineral, and then say, now this is what you need, and here's the minimum dose that you need when you are in such stress? If anybody's in stress of any kind, here's what's happening. Your adrenal glands are pumping out cortisol and any other hormone that's going to help you survive the stress. So the priority in your body is not to digest vitamin D, C, A, B, whatever. It's to help you survive. So all those other things are getting absorbed. Do your homework. And this is what I have experienced and realized with people who I've met and talked to and helped. Stress. My sister was just the perfect example. After the death of her child, she was pumping out so much cortisol and stress hormones, and then her breasts started changing, and that was the body trying to help her survive. Survival mode first. You've heard of, if you've got a lion chasing you, you're going to get enough adrenaline, cortisol, for your legs to run. The body's going to give you the energy you need in your legs because you see danger, danger, danger. I have to run. I have to get out of here. But if you don't have a lion chasing you, still feeling dangerous in the form of stress, your body's going to give you cortisol, adrenaline, even if there's no tiger or lion chasing you, right? Because the body is listening to what? Your brain, your emotions. I feel stressed. I don't have a job. I can't feed my family. Then the body's going to give you the hormones it needs to help you survive. The message you keep giving your body, I can't feed my family, I don't have enough money, I don't have a job, blah, blah, blah. And the body, oh, okay, well, let me help you. Stress hormones. Let's help her manage the stress. Once you come out of vitamin C can be absorbed. You can go out in the sun. You can vitamin, because you're smiling and content and grateful. How about the gratitude? Gratitude mantra. That puts your cortisol at bay. Stop, your body will start pumping. Stop pumping cortisol and adrenaline, and it'll start giving you estrogen or progesterone or whatever hormone your body needs to thrive. Because all those hormones have an assignment and a purpose. The hormones that the Creator has given us will help you thrive or survive. And it all depends on your emotions. You're in blame, shame mode. Oh, I can't. I'm victim, victim, victim. You're not going to be thriving. Your body's going to, oh, victim, let's help her. Cortisol, adrenaline. It's listening to your emotions, your brain waves, and it's going to give you exactly what you are telling it to give you. Either adrenaline, cortisol, suppress everything. It's not suppressed, but it's just prioritizing what you're telling your body you need versus, I don't need, I am content, I'm grateful, I'm happy. Then you're going to thrive with vitamin D in the sun. You're going to get make more vitamin D in the sun because you're not in a victim mode. You're not in stress mode and panic mode. And I have to always mention my friend Elitam Elamine is over there in Uganda. Sharing all the beautiful nature he's in. Oh, my goodness, I wish I could be there. All these, the waterfalls, the nature, and he's smiling and happy all day. He has no emotional downs. He's not on any roller coaster. He's just happy, happy, happy every day from the videos. And he's not eating anything. He's not taking any vitamins. He's not doing any of the things we're doing over here in America that stress our body out. So he's proving how your emotions, when they are at a level of joy, gratitude, forgiveness, and no fear, that your body systems, those 10 major systems, will function perfectly, and you'll get plenty of vitamin D from the sun because that's what your body was designed to do.
Well, Dr. V, let me say this. That video, if you don't mind, that you have created the boot camp. It was interesting when it popped in, and I wrote the time it popped in, and it was just everything was in line. I don't want to get into it; it's too long. I need to have a reasoning with you about it, but I will say when you spoke about the young man or whoever it was that set him on fire, that set himself on fire. And did you not say about the gun, why did you have to get the consciousness? That's because we have gotten so disconnected from nature. And when I went to the stronghold, It seemed like I went into another zone. I was in nature, but that's another show. I need to ask you to send me that information, the video of the young man who protested, because he protested and we're all feeling it. I didn't know that until I listened to your podcast, and I'm like, whoa. And family, anybody who's listening, I want you to know that when you're feeling icky or out of sorts, it may not be all you, because we are all connected. No matter what flavor of packages that we come in, black, white, green, red, blue, whatever, we are all connected. and we feel each other's drama, trauma, and you have to pray about it and talk to yourself, where is this coming from? Why am I feeling this? It may not be you. It may not be you. And so we got to be well aware of that. Go out and reach.
That's
you know
right.
what I mean? So thank us, Dr. V. I need to have a reasoning with you after as soon as possible because your video, your podcast gave me inspiration and there was things coming, downloads coming so rapidly I could hardly keep up. So we must talk about this. I love us. Thank us. Thank you. Thank us.
Right.
Peace.
Thank us, Mama AZ. And you're so right about being connected. I mean, exactly 20 years from the date this young man set himself on fire, 20 years ago, Time magazine had on their front page, inflammation, fire is the major root cause of disease. I pulled that up like, wow, February 23rd, 24th, Time had that on their front cover. And then this young man, 20 years later, sets himself on fire to point us to the truth that inflammation is inside. The inflammation, the fire is burning in the inside. And what did somebody show up with a gun, which is inflammation drugs? The gun is the drugs that the pharmaceutical industry shows up with the drugs when you're on fire instead of fire hose or a fire extinguisher like water. And so we're going to open up the mic. We have, I think, Minister Plump is on the line, and then we have 706-202. You're next. Minister Plump, you got about half a minute.
Okay, all right. Way on, y'all. Shalom. Excuse my voice, it's a little hoarse, but I want to thank you, Dr. V, for being all that you be, and especially the Female Solution and Sister Naima Lateef. I had a conversation with her about Black Wall Street Godmother on 79th Street, and that is Sister Mother Godmother Norma Stephenson. In Jamaica, they say Stevenson. However, we have a special campaign on our health is our wealth. Everybody can help save the black children, and the campaign is fundraising to help save her business, which is the name is West Indies Bakery Incorporation. And she's located in Chicago at 841 East 79th Street, Chicago, Illinois, 606-19. And brothers and sisters can reach her at 773-723-5927. Or they can reach me as a campaign coordinator and collaborator at 312-882-5935. And go to my update Facebook page, Robert Plump.
Thank you, brother. We're going to go to Brother Kwame. Your mic is open. Thank you.
Grand Rising, Sister Viata. Grand Rising, Mama AZ, and Brother Plump. You know, our bodies in the womb are giving all the necessary minerals and resources. And the part for us is that once we come onto the earth, we learn how to absent ourselves from our nutrition. And these are the tools and what we have to begin to relearn and how to bring back that which is already in us, but how to give it the necessary sources to keep it, to keep us alive, because the body is made to live. And when you start putting artificial D, B, C, whatever, all of that is not good for it because it's not the real source that we need as to keep alive. So what we have to look at, before they invented all of these supplements, what did we have to keep us alive that the body needed? We have to remember. We have to remember because those great grandmothers and grandmothers gave us the nutritions to keep that body strong and healthy. Now that we've come into this new age, we're destroying ourselves from the inside out.
And you cut off. Where'd you go? Absolutely.
No, that was it. We're destroying ourselves from the inside out. That's why you said the Time magazine 20 years ago, and then that inflammation, it just inflamed him till he finally just set himself on fire. It's from the inside out.
And I found out, Brother Kwame, that he and a lot of his fellow military men had been deployed to Israel to fight in Gaza. There was a memo that went out, and he was, the Air Force especially, has been deployed to Israel. They aren't telling the public this. And I think he and many other active military personnel are saying, I will not comply, I'm out of here. And that was the extreme protest we got, is that I'd rather set myself.
But I need to, sanctuary cities, and there's a congressman or trying to pass a bill, I think is Ryan, whatever. But he wants to give the immigrants options that they can join the military. These men that's coming from South America, they can come into military. And in 180 days, they will be citizens.
Right. Is that a little insanity? But that's where we are in our country, in our world, where they're going to recruit. Because the Americans don't want to fight anymore in wars that are committing genocide. That's one of the factors. And then so they're going to recruit foreigners and give them citizenship. And only in a government that, in my opinion, is so psychopathic, warmongering, would they come up with an idea like that, that just blows the mind of every average citizen. Oh, we're going to recruit migrants who don't even speak the language, half of them, and then they're going to be quick citizens so the Democrats can have some voters on the left. This is so insane that we have to keep our sanity by going out in nature. And here's a gratitude mantra for everybody. When you go out in nature, just lay out on the grass or just stand, lean on the tree. My sister Zelda, we like to lean on the tree, hug the tree, and say, thank you, tree, for your nourishment. Thank you, sky, for your nourishment. Thank you, grass, for your nourishment. Thank you, clouds, for your nourishment. Thank you, sun, for your nourishment. Just look around you. Thank you, bees, for your nourishment. Thank you, birds, for your nourishment. Whatever, ants. Thank you, ants, because all of these things are giving off energy for our fifth major systems in our body to harmonize with and become healthier and thrive. So we're not victims. Even if you can't afford a regular three meal a day lifestyle, you're not a victim. You have all this beautiful nature wherever you are. Go out there and just affirm that you are being nourished by all of the Creator's gifts, the trees, the birds, the sun, the sky. How many can you name out there that are actually giving you nourishment? And that's what Elamine's lifestyle is. He's out there absorbing all that nourishment from everything in his environment. So I hope this has been helpful for all of you to live a less stressful life. Forget the vitamin D supplement, please. Just eat a little fish and whatever, eggs and fish. There's your vitamin D. And then go outside and absorb nature that will balance everything for you. For all Bobo family, you, brother.
We've come to the end of our show today.
You
can hear every show in the archive at www.blogtalkradio.com www.thefemale-solution. You can also hear today's show on the Female Solution Facebook page. Go to www.facebook.com/thefemalesolution. Leave your comments about today's show. You can always reach me on my website at www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com. Watch our TV shows, listen to our radio shows, order our books, and be sure to get your copy of the book, The Female Solution. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to thank all of you who participated in today's discussion. And to our global family listening from all around the world, we say thank you. To our family in China, xiexie.
India,
zanyaba. Japan, arigato.
Arigato.
Kamsahamnida. Russia, spasiba.
Germany,
danke. Poland,
danke.
John, could you?
John,
France, merci. Spain.
Merci beaucoup.
Gracias.
Muchas
gracias.
Grazie.
Egypt. Shukran.
Ghana.
Madasi.
Nigeria.
Eshe. South Africa. Ngiyabonga.
Ngiyabonga.
Geret.
Geret.
Kenya. Asante. Israel. Toda.
Udaraba.
Shukriya. Afghanistan. Tashakur.
Tashakur.
Saudi Arabia. Shukran.
Shukran.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
And to all my
thank
yogi
you.
Friends out there,
and may peace
namaste.
Upon you and the mercy
and
of God. Sat
Nam.
And God's blessing.
And aloha, aloha to all my Hawaiian brothers and sisters. You are all my family. And as my sister Zelda says, trees, birds, ants, yes, nature nurtures. Let's remember that as we go forward in this beautiful day, weekend, and in life. Mwah. Love you all. Have a wonderful day.